This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, class, if you think about it, what would you expect? What do you expect when you put perverts, pedophiles, homos, and morons in charge? What do you expect? If your children are in the public training camp, you've lost your mind. You got to get them out of there. They're sitting ducks. They're sitting ducks for perversion. They're sitting ducks for wasting the time that they could be spending learning. As a matter of fact, I wonder what would happen if parents took their children out of the public training camp and sat down with them as their teacher and used 5-Minute University as the principal text for their education. Have you ever learned in the public training camp, I'm talking grade kindergarten through 12, have you ever learned about the time is of the essence clause? Have you learned about title insurance? Have you learned about mortgage points? Have you learned about balloon notes? Have you learned about prepayment penalties and how to avoid them? Have you learned how to pay a 30-year mortgage in 19 years? Have you learned any of those things? Have you even learned that all real estate contracts must be in writing? Have you thought or have you learned about getting out of Dodge? Have you learned about the kinds of things we're talking about with salt air? Have you learned any of these things that we've talked about in the first hour of today's class in the public training camp? Have you? I'll bet you the answer is no. But when you heard us talk about these things, did you say, yeah, that's important, that's important, that's important, yep. But did you learn any of that in school? The question is, why not? And as Gwyneth said, schools used to teach marksmanship in case we needed to have a marksman defend the United States of America. Schools used to have competition teams for marksmanship. There used to be 22 rifles in schools where a teacher would teach the students how to shoot. When I was teaching in the 90s, my high school students, during hunting season, would have hunting rifles in their cars on school property in the parking lot of the high school. None of us seem to have a problem with that. Not only that, one day in class, we had the UPS drivers show up all the time, every day, into our computer manufacturing class in the public high school in Virginia. The UPS driver showed up, and there was a box, and I wanted to, it's just delivered. And the student's job was to help the UPS driver unload the truck because we got lots of boxes every day. And I wanted to see what was in a particular box. So I was reaching toward, you know, my pocket to pull out a knife. And all the boy students that surrounded me, and there were a bunch of them, they all pulled out their knives. It's like, here, I've got one. Here's one. I've got one. All the guys had knives in their pockets. And what did I do? Did I say, oh, you know, that's against school policy? Did I say that? Did I say, you're all going to the principal's office? Did I have them arrested? Of course not. They're all farm students. So we do. I've got a knife in my pocket right now. It's the same one that's in the book. It's the recommendation. It's the one that Kyle and I talk about. It's a Gerber paraframe knife. 3 1/8 inch blade or 3 1/4 inch blade. It's got serrated part and it's got a sharp part. It's perfect. I've only had it like 15 years. I told my son, he wanted to try high school, public school. I said, you have to carry a knife. He said, Dad, can't carry a knife in school. It's against the rules. I said, that's their rules. My rule is you will carry a knife. And I said, you figure it out. You figure out how you're going to do it. Here's a suggestion. Don't pull it out. Don't show anybody. Did he ever get stopped for carrying a knife in school? No. Why? Because no one knew. Except him and me and his mother. He didn't say, look what I got in my pocket. Gwyneth, any comments about that short rant?
When a long time ago, I had to, I was staying in a caravan, and I had my husband's children and my children with me, so our children. And there was a schizophrenic that went crazy in the vicinity and was threatening to attack myself. Archie was somewhere else. And it was myself and the children who were alone in the caravan. And the schizophrenic was going crazy and threatening to harm all of us. And I took out my pocket knife and went to the front of children and said, you come near me, I'm going to kill you. You come near me, you just better back off. You come near me, you attack me, I'm going to kill you. And I had a pocket knife with me, a regular pocket knife. And I held this knife at the schizophrenic, and what do you know, he backed off. And because of that, I probably not only saved my own life, but saved the life of those children. And had the schizophrenic attacked me, I probably would have killed him. I was psyched up that I was not going to let this crazy person harm myself and harm the children. And you have to have that mindset. You absolutely must have that mindset. Or what is coming will kill you. And I'm not talking about harming anybody because you can. I'm talking about you need to have a mindset of defending yourself, defending your land, defending your children, defending your animals, defending whatever is important to you, using whatever means happens to be handy at the time. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're digressing, but I told the story in the past about how Mrs. Finelli and I and another couple, instructor was in another car, USA Prepares instructor, and we were going towards Springfield. Mrs. Finelli and I were in our old Mercedes, 1983 Mercedes, and we were at a traffic light. We were side by side, as if we're going to drag race. We weren't, but we just happened to be side by side at the first spot at this two-lane going each way traffic light. And a guy coming toward us crashed into the light pole median, just drove right into it. Boom. It was a loud thud. It was very foggy. It was hard to see. And We jumped out of our vehicles, put the flashers on, jumped out to see if he was okay, and the airbag had deployed. You couldn't see in the vehicle. The dashboard was on fire. Under the hood was on fire. You know, the engine was on fire. There were flames. And I went to the back of this Mercedes, which had a crank-up jack, and different from an American car. And I was pounding on the side window because I couldn't get the door open because the door was crushed, locked. Okay, it was crushed in place. The metal was bent. Couldn't get the door open. No door would open. And so the only thing we could do is break the window and pull them out. And I used the jack of that was in the trunk to bash through the side window. And the other instructor had a knife in his pocket, same kind of knife that I recommend, with a serrated edge. And he sliced through with this razor sharp knife the seatbelt. And a couple other guys showed up, and they pulled him out while we were using fire extinguishers, trying to put the car out. You know, we weren't waiting for the ambulance. We weren't waiting for the police. We weren't waiting for the fire department. This guy would have been cooked alive. And we got him out, and there happened to be a nurse on the scene. She attended to him while the rest of us were, you know, after we pulled him out, to get the fire out. And 45 minutes later, the ambulance shows up. So you got to have a knife. And you have to be ready to take action without asking anybody for permission. So who took charge of that scene? I did. I told everybody what to do. You over here, you over here. You put the fire out. You get some more fire extinguishers. You drag them over here out of the way so that when this thing is a ball of flames, he and the rest of us don't get burned alive. Somebody had to take charge. And nobody asked permission. And nobody knew who I was except for this other instructor. The rest of the people who helped, they weren't taking pictures. They weren't with their silly smartphones videoing this. Everybody was working. Everybody. Even the 18-wheelers that were coming by pulled out their fire extinguishers to put out the fire. They donated the charge in their fire extinguishers to put it out until we ran out of fire extinguishers. You will carry a knife. Rule number 9. Lesson 45, chapter 1. Rivers, 46. Ponds, creeks, springs. The water table. How high is the water table? What about soil percolation? So if you have a really high water table, that's wonderful if you want to have a lot of water, but it's probably contaminated because it's a high water table. What if you want to have a septic system? That means the water table needs to be much lower in order for the water from the septic system to percolate through the ground and be filtered and evaporated by the sun. What about noise? That's lesson 51. 52, chicken farms, hog farms, cattle farms. If they are in the area, is that a problem? Absolutely. Because of the smell of the chicken farms, the hog farms, the amount of water, are the chicken farms using the same aquifer that you are? Thousands of gallons a day, is that a problem? Are they pulling water out of the aquifer that you're pulling out of? Did they just show up? Were they there ahead of time? What about all that chicken, concentrated chicken manure from a chicken farm? I'm not talking about free-range chickens. I'm talking about factory farms and hog farms. And what happens when the lagoon breaks?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I walked into the kitchen. I was working on the book feverishly, and I went in to get a cup of coffee into the kitchen. And Mrs. Finelli was in the kitchen, and you know we broadcast from the farmhouse class. That's no secret. And so I was in the studio writing the book, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, "I don't think I'm ever going to finish." And she looked at me. She said, "Well, get back in there." And I said, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. What I mean is the book is growing. It, you know, Gwyneth, last night when we were talking, the book had, 140-something lessons just in chapter one, okay? This morning it's 168. So the book grew overnight. And that's the kind of thing that it's a problem. Have I mentioned anything that's in our book, Gwyneth, that is not important? Have I mentioned anything that's not important?
It's so important. Going back to, I would just like to make a comment, okay? Going back to what you were saying about weapons, okay? Here in Australia, you don't want to be you do not want to be us. If you're in an area where you can get a firearm, you should get one and you should get it now. And if you can get one privately, you should do it that way. Okay? And you should avoid how can I say this? Nobody necessarily needs to know that you have it, if that makes sense. And if you are in an area where, you know, other teams don't like you having firearms, you need to decide what you're going to do about that. And you need to bear in mind that if you break their rule, and if you need to use it to defend yourself, then you're going to be up on criminal charges too. As well as, and probably you're going to be up on criminal charges. Even if the guy attacks you, you're going to be made out in the press to be the bad guy. Even if you are defending yourself, your son, your life, your property, and whatever. And if you ever, ever discharge it, then there is a risk of the other team showing up and then not being in a good mood, especially if you are in a built-up area, or if you are in an area where there is a low gun ownership rate. And you need to be aware of all of this before you go and make the decision to break the rules. And I'm not going to tell you to break the rules. I'm going, not going to tell you to not break the rules. That's your decision to make, okay? If I don't know anything about your circumstances, if I can't decide what to do for you, you have to make your own decisions in your own life. But there are other alternatives. And you do, if you're in an area where the other team does not like people having firearms, you do not have to be defenseless. There are other options, even other options to getting projectile firing devices happening. But I can't tell you what to do, and you need to do your own research. But I would regard having at least one projectile firing device in your house and you knowing how to use it and you having the mindset that if you are invaded that you are going to use it and you're not going to miss, that you're going to hit your target. You need to have that mindset and you need to develop it now. And you need to get that device, and you need to practice using it, and you need to do so now. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Yeah, and there's a section in the book called Breaking the Rules. Now, a lot of rules are in place for good reasons, darn good reasons, like the plumbing code, like the electrical code. But my son carrying a knife in school, he had to break the rules.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos, when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School, that's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Once the suspect entered the classroom, he barricaded himself by locking the door and started shooting. That's been confirmed by Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A potentially hazardous asteroid measuring more than a mile long will zoom past Earth Friday, the largest asteroid expected to get relatively close to our planet in 2022. The miss will be by roughly 2.5 million miles or 10 times the distance to the moon. Discovered in 1989 by astronomer Eleanor Hellen at the Palomar Observatory in Southern California, Connecticut's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy spoke from the Senate floor on Tuesday, several hours after a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school.
There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing.
It should be noted Senator Murphy helped introduce legislation to remove officers from schools. Senator Chris Murphy, in July of 2020, along with three other lawmakers, introduced a bill that paved the way to remove school resource officers and replace them with a counseling system. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, we got the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, government agencies, all listening to USA Prepares. We just heard Senator Murphy, Chris Murphy, talking about we have to do something. I just told the entire government, the entire world, how to solve this problem very easily, very inexpensively, very quickly, very effectively. We don't need studies. We don't need hundreds of millions of dollars in studies paid for by the bottom 93% as to how to fix this. I just told all of you during hour number one exactly how to fix the problem with school shootings. No equipment needs to be bought. There's no expenditures that need to be made. It's free to do it. All it takes is a little effort on a bunch of a lot of people. that are already there in position to defend their schools. They know how to do it. All they need to do is work with the sheriff and get the sheriff's approval and the defense that they are protected for shooting someone who carries a loaded weapon, a gun, a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, a revolver in the school. They would have the authority to do that. Senators, congressmen, I told you what to do. All you have to do is implement it. You don't have to study it. It's reasonable. It's logical. It's concise. It's effective. It works. Most people don't want to be involved in a gunfight. Not even the police. And if there's a sign that says, at the entrance to the school, the front door, if you carry a gun on this property, you will be shot. That's a pretty good deterrent, especially if you mean it. Especially if a couple news reports say, yeah, a guy carried an AR-15 or a shotgun into the school or a pistol into the school or his dad's or mom's handgun into the school, and he was holding it, walking down the hallway. He had no business being there. He was not a student, and he was shot by school personnel. No need to call the police. Take care of it right then and there. Gwyneth, we got a little amount of money sent your way, instructors and some students sent some money your way. You're having a really tough time of it. And so we use PayPal in class. If you'd like to help Gwyneth, Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, @gmail.com, Gwyneth@gmail.com. You can send using friends and family via PayPal, the way we did, Rich, Kathy, Arjun, Amit, and Lou Cassidy, and a bunch of other instructors. Bert helped build the Give, Send, Go platform, which we have a glitch in that because Gwyneth has to get her driver's license credentials over to Give, Send, Go, so we can use that. That might take a week to make that happen. But Gwyneth, you received a small amount of money for us that just helped you survive a calamity, meaning feeding yourself and your dogs and your chickens and your horse, your pack horse. What did you do with the money that you received so far?
Okay. I bought hay. And by hay, I mean 2 rounds of hay. I'm at least pulling through for 2 to 3 months. I bought bags and dogs and bags. I bought about 3 bags of dog food. And by bags, I mean, I think it was more than 50-pound bags. I sent you the photos of the sort of dog food that I had. And bags of chicken, I think you call it chicken scratch, chicken pellets. So chicken pellets, hay for the horse, bags of dog food, and I bought some groceries for myself. And it's not like that I was completely out of the food. I was just in need of some staples like milk powder and cheese and butter and things that I cannot make myself, and that I had run low on, okay? But things like pasta and soft powder and flour and oil and that sort of thing, I still have plenty of supplies of all of that, okay? And with regards to vegetables, I'm never going to run out of vegetables because I'm growing vegetables all the time. So I wasn't in immediate danger starving to death, but especially the milk dairy product helps to make life a bit more interesting. And you can, Dr. Shealy's right, you absolutely can live without milk products. You can live without milk products. You are not going to starve if you do not have milk products. But they have nutrition, they have calcium, they have protein, and they have K2. and they make other food taste good. Okay? And that was the reason why, when I got a bit of money for groceries, I emphasized storable dairy goods. Dairy goods you can store without a refrigerator, like milk powder, like salted butter. Salted butter will keep without a refrigerator, but you have to buy it in the tub. So that if it melts, it melts into the tub and not into the cup. You know what I mean? In the plastic tub. And like the cheese slices that come wrapped in the plastic wrapper. Is it the highest quality cheese? No, it's not. But it will keep in your cupboard without a refrigerator, whereas every other cheese product out there needs a refrigerator. And these are the things I spent my money on. And, you know, as well as that, I spent a little bit on it to do what we were talking about in the last segment. I found a way, which I'm not going to go into the details of it here, but to plug a hole in my security system. And I found a way to do it on eBay, and I had a little bit of money over after all of those expenses had been done. And this hole in my security system has been annoying me for many, many years. But I found a way to plug it by purchasing a product on eBay, and so I purchased it. And you know what that product is. And, you know, I think that you would agree that this is something that if somebody could get it, then they ought to get it. Especially if they live in an area where you're not allowed to necessarily have other means of buying projectiles. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, and the other thing... The other thing that you did was you bought some cell phone credits, enough for 2 months for your cell phone.
That's right.
And but going forward, it's not gonna work because we don't have the quality of the audio that we need. So going forward, we need to get Gwyneth a landline, which is unaffordable at the moment because of her situation. We need to get her a landline, and we call her. So it's not like we're wasting money. We're trying our very best to keep this going. And Gwyneth needs the data on so she can communicate with us, the instructors and students, which she does. And also, she uses public Wi-Fi. You know, she gets hops a ride into town, brings her notebook computer, and transmits the books that she's working on to the publishers. So that's how we're kind of stuck. We're kind of stuck with how we're doing this. We're doing it the absolute least expensive way. But if you have the ability to help Gwyneth a little bit, if you could send her something via PayPal, and that would be send funds via PayPal to friends and family, and the address that you use would be Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at gmail.com. That's what we have done. And you'll find out that what her real name is. It's close. It's close to her pen name. But her pen name is for her own security. She lives alone on a farm in the middle of nowhere. So, Gwyneth, back to...
One more thing, Vincent. It just occurred to me. If there's anybody out there in the club who likes pirate adventure romances, okay, I can get an author copy from Amazon of my books that I love. There's three of them, and they're pirate and highwayman adventure romance novels, okay? So they're not children's books. They are, you know, along the lines of Black Sails, the TV show. Although they're not inspired by Black Sails, the reason why they are like Black Sails is because along the same, if she writes Treasure Island with a dash of romance drawn in, you're probably going to like one of it. Okay? But if you like Black Sail, then you're probably going to like one of it. If you want to get them, I would like to ask you, you don't have to agree, but I would like to ask you now, would it be okay if I had an author copy sent to you, and then you could send it to somebody in the United States? Would that be okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because I can order author copies from Australia, but it has to be sent to an address in the United States. And then, so that if the person pays me and I order it, and then I have it sent to your address and you send it out to them.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Otherwise, there's no guarantee Amazon is going to pay me. Because there's people out there who are suing Amazon at the moment for $55 million in royalties that Amazon owes them. And they support suppliers when it's authors, and Jeff Bezos is not paying them. He's not paying that royalties at the moment. But a way that I can get a fee for my book is, the work of writing it, which is considerable, is if you pay me, and then I get the book sent to you via Vincent.
Yep, and Gwyneth, how about if someone wants to do that, Gwyneth, how about they send you an email and work all that out with you via email, and then I get involved in the actual mailing of the book printed in the United States to them in the United States. So I can only do this if it's in the United States, Les. So use that email address. How about Gwyneth@gmail.com? Will that work for you, Gwyneth?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, America's only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. Gwyneth, is there anyone that you would like to thank for providing you some assistance?
Yes, I have. I now attend here. I would like to offer my PayPal account here some details of the people who have helped me. Okay. Lou Cassidy, thank you very much. Charles and his sister, thank you very much. Annette, thank you very much, Annette. And Edelmar Totti, I think that's how you say his name. Thank you very much. And Arjun, thank you very much. And John Cassidy, thank you very much. And also from Rick Sheehan and from USA Affairs. I would like to thank you very, very much, all those people. And you really helped me. I hate asking for help. I actually didn't ask for help. I actually just sat silently and prayed and cried out to God. And it was actually... when I was on air, that, you know, I realized that there were a lot of other people who were realizing that I was in a bit of trouble. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
And I would like to thank all those people. All of them contributed to really getting me out of a hole and helping to get me back on track. And the next high priority matter, the next two that are really high priority, getting my driver's license back and also getting Ready to Vincent published out and about in the universe. And, you know, as soon as I can get into town, I will be doing all of those things. I'm not sure if it'll take one trip or two trips. It just depends on how long I suppose I'll keep waiting at the car and the motor vehicle. And anyone who's had to deal with the DMV knows what that's like. but I think that I should be able to get that in order. And, I don't think it should be too much of a complicated matter that they do want me to come there in person, and it's something that cannot be dealt with online. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, class, let me flesh this out just a little bit. So for Gwyneth to go into town, it's not hopping in the car or truck and going to town. What it is, it's finding someone who can give her a lift into town at their schedule, not hers. And the and where Gwyneth lives, it's not a high population density, so it's not a lot of people she can knock on their door and say, hey, can I have a ride? So she has to find someone who is able to give her a ride and will let her stay long enough to accomplish the things like go to a motor vehicle division and also sit on a bench outside an establishment and use the public or Wi-Fi to upload the book, which could take, you know, an hour or more. So there, she's dependent on other people more than she would like. You know, she does not have a vehicle, and that's operational. So that's a situation, and the plan is to help Gwyneth to the point where she can get to publish the book, starting with Letters to Vincent, sell the books that are available on Amazon right now. If you go to Amazon, Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space I-S-A-A-C-S. You'll find the books, and you can buy them right there if you'd like. And that would, if you're interested. She'll have revenue from Letters to Vincent, which is an extraordinary work. And then, as I finish my part of this book, which is really complex, The 5-Minute University, you'll be able to get that as well, and Gwyneth will receive half of the funds for that, and the other half will go to me saving our farm. So that's the plan. And, you know, lesson 54 in the book, cattle farms. Now, when you buy land, what is the significance of having cattle farms in the area? Well, if there are cattle farms, that means there's agricultural land, that means there's agricultural taxing, which is way lower than the standard development housing. Okay? And cattle farms are generally not polluters, generally. So that'd be a good thing. What about beverage bottling plants? That would be a negative. Why? Because they're pulling water out of the ground at a fantastic rate. Food manufacturing plants, the same thing. Local industry, topography of the land, land composition, views outward from where your home site would be, views inward to where your home is, deed restrictions. And we're only up to lesson 62. We didn't even get half of chapter 1, the contents of chapter 1 done. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying
your
taxes. It's easy to get behind
Thank you so
paying
much.
Your taxes. It happens to the best of us.
Yep.
And you know what
That's
happens
fine.
Next. The big bad IRS comes knocking
you,
on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.